You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete. In this message, we learn how the angel's song celebrates God's presence.
Good afternoon, 5 p.m. service. We are down to our third installment of our series called The Promise Fulfilled. And we're talking about songs, or we're studying about people in the Bible that because of their encounter of God, they have this song to sing. Now, this is our Christmas series that is preparing us for what God has in store for us for Christmas. Who among you are excited for Christmas? I believe we're all excited. Who among you feels the Christmas atmosphere already, right? Some of you have already this list of what to buy, the gifts for who. And for the students here, some of you are listing all your ninongs and ninangs. I hope they show up this Christmas. Some of the ninongs and the ninangs are starting to disappear na ba? Iwan na nagparamdam and all that. And I don't know what preparations are you doing for this year's Christmas. Homong, you're single here. Single professional. Homong, feel na feel ninyong Christmas. Because Christmas is cold. Di ba? I mean, season of Christmas is here. We hear it September pa lang. We hear the songs of Jose Marichan playing in Lee Plaza, in Robinson's, and in places. As a Filipino, Christmas is the longest holidays that we love to celebrate. And I believe that this is the most busiest holiday there is in the world today. But I hope and pray that as we look into the lives of people who've encountered God in this season, I hope and pray that we will not miss the true reason why we're celebrating this season. The truth is, it is possible for all of us to celebrate Christmas and miss out Christ. And that's the reason why we are having this series, that we will not miss out Christ in our celebration, that we will get so caught up in our preparation that we eventually miss out the true reason for this season. Now, you have your Bibles with you. Open it up to Luke 2, verse 8 to 14. And let me read it here. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." 12, it says here, "And this will be a sign for you, will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." We're going to talk about the story wherein Christ is born and an angel appeared to a certain group of people. Now, in Luke 2:8, it says here, "In the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night." And I like to point out the certain audience that God uses to proclaim His good news. I mean, among other writers of the gospel, only Luke pointed out that it was the shepherd who first knew about the birth of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Imagine this with me. And one of the things that English people love so much is their royal family. And when you talk about the royal family, when a child is born in a royal family, news will immediately spread out to the highest of the high in society. We're talking about presidents of America, president of Philippines, president of Malaysia, and all other presidents will get this news that a child is born in a royal family. In the same way, who among you are moms in the house, right? When you are pregnant, you're so excited about this news and you have certain group of people that you want to share this great news to. And I don't think one of those people that you have on your list are your enemies, or one of those lists are the people you don't know. And imagine this with me. Jesus uses the shepherd. God explained or showed the great news to the shepherds. And if you're asking me, okay, what's the whole point about the shepherd? Why is it a big deal to you? Simply put it this way, shepherds are the outcasts of the society at their time. because of their work, their hands are always dirty. That's why they are considered unclean. Their coco is filled with mud and dust because they're busy tending the ship. And they are not just social outcasts, but they also are a religious outcast simply because they don't get to attend church just like you and me. Why? Because they are there, out there, tending sheep day in and out. And if they want to attend church, they have to be clean. They have to dress well. They have to smell good. And if that's the case, they have to get through a process that will consume much of their time. And if you were the shepherd, you would opt not to go. Not only are they also a religious outcast, but also they are the people that you don't want to hang out with. For the working professional here, you have those people in your office. And then when this person comes in that you don't want to hang around, and he starts saying, oh, what are you talking about? They, lag in na, okay na mi. And you started going on your own ways because you don't want this person. Imagine this with me. The shepherds were the people that you will not imagine who will first receive a glorious message. They were not deserving. And I was looking into this message, I realized that we're not far from the shepherds. That we are people undeserving of God's love. We are a people that is undeserving of the message of peace. And we are undeserving even to celebrate this season that is even about Him. You know what? We are just like the shepherds who are in dire need of acceptance. We are the same way as the shepherds are in dire need of affection, love, approval, significance. And these are the people that God chose to first proclaim the great news. And here's what happened. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. I want you to imagine with me, when you talk about angels, these are not the angels that you always think about. When you think of angels, they are cute little babies with diapers, with big eyes. It's like teardrop ang style silang mata, with curly hair, cute smile, and with a bow and a heart arrow. No, they don't look like that. In fact, every time Bible talks about an appearance of an angel, the one who sees an angel would always have a response that he is afraid. Giving us a picture that these are not the being that you would enjoy to look at too. I don't know, maybe they look scary. I don't know, maybe they look like they're warrior. They're ready to fight. They're ready to tear up your flesh and bones. I don't know how they look like. I don't know, maybe God's glory was just so full in them that you cannot just stare at them. These are the beings that showed up to the shepherds. And not only because of the outcast or the being of the angel, these are shepherds. These are the outcasts of society. And they get to encounter this magnificent being. Because in the olden times, there are two things that will only happen when an angel appears to you. It's either there's a great news or there's destruction. And imagine this with me. You are an outcast. You don't go to church. You don't serve God the way other Christians does. And an angel appeared to you. What would be running in your mind? What will be running in your thoughts? Probably the shepherds were thinking, oops, guys, we're dead. This is dead end for us. Told you, we should have gone to church last Sunday. Now judgment is upon us. They were filled not just with fear, but I'm pretty sure they were filled with condemnation and a feeling that, man, I'm dead end. Now, I forgot to paint a picture about the season of Israel at this time. This is the time where Israel is at its darkest. Why? Diba, we just had Remember This series that talks about there was a season where God was silent for 400 years. 400 years of no prophetic word, 400 years of no visitation of any angelic being. There were no clue what God has been doing in the nation of Israel. And this is the time where the most cruel authority is ruling over Israel, and which is Rome. And they've been praying. They know that there is a prophetic word for them that they will be saved and peace will come back again in the nation of Israel. And they've been holding on to this promise. Imagine with me, they have that anticipation. But with this group of people, yes, they knew about it. They had that anticipation. But they themselves excluded from that promise because they are unworthy. And come to think of this, encounter the angel. They were the first group of people which God chose to reveal His great news. From fear, because of the encounter of an angel, now turns into a great joy. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy." There's a transition now from fear. Imagine this, now we're getting, I don't deserve your appearance. I'm pretty sure this is going to be doom. This is going to be judgment for me. This is going to be the end of me. Yet the angel started saying, "Fear not, because I bring you good news of great joy." Wow. Imagine the transition of that emotion from a shepherd who isolated himself from the society, who felt like he doesn't deserve anything, and there is something that says good news of great joy that will be for all people. Aren't you glad that this news that will bring joy to us is not just for the shepherd, but it's all for us today? Now, talking about good news of great joy, what news would bring you great joy this Christmas? A 13-month pay? Probably 14-month pay? 15-month? All the month? Bonus? Grabe. Or your dream car? Or the boy fee that you've been praying God for? Or the girl that you've been praying God for? Or the dream house you've been praying for? I don't know what news that is that would make your heart rejoice this Christmas. But you know what? The shepherd who were isolated, who were neglected, who were a social outcast, the angel said, "I have good news that would bring joy. And this is for all people." And what is this news? It says here, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Giving us a picture of what Christmas is all about. The coming in is about the coming of the Messiah. It is about Jesus coming in flesh and blood to live the life we should have lived. And we know the story that not only He remained to be a baby born in a manger, but He grew up and chose to live our life and died our death. This will be the sign for you. Now the angel was trying to say, there is a sign. And when you talk about sign, signs will always lead you to a direction. For example, when you say CR this way, you don't be there, right? Ah, CR nani. No, CR this way. It will direct you to the right direction. And for example, when you're traveling, let's say you want to go to Baguio, it says 211 kilometers from that sign. You don't camp there. You don't say, "Woo, we're here in Baguio, we're here." No, that's just a sign. In the same way, the birth of Christ is just a sign. It's just a sign of what's going to happen in the future. And we know exactly what happened in the future. He did not remain to be a cute baby boy birthed in a manger, but He grew to be a man, live our life, and died the death we should have died to. That is what the signs we're talking about here. The angel started saying, "You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And we all know this scene, right? It's the nativity scene. And I believe some of us here, our house is filled with this image of a cute little baby Jesus in a manger. And you're trying to look for the most or pinaka-handsome na Joseph to complete your nativity scene in your house. And there's Mary, and then there's the shepherds, and there's animals. Okay, some of you put music around it to make it even more like lively and all. When we all look at the nativity scene, our response is, "Aw, so cute." Yeah, it looks cute. But it doesn't act in reality. It's not cute. In fact, it's not the ideal picture of a birthing mother. If you're a mother here, you know that giving birth in this scenario is not an ideal one. It's not hygienic. There's no doctor to secure a healthy birthing. I mean, there's nothing good about the place. And imagine this with me. This, we're talking about Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who created you and me, the one who gave birth and gave purpose upon us, was born in this manger. He was born in a messy, smelly place, unhygienic. And I was just wondering, how did they cut the cord? And I was thinking, Lord, why did you have to choose to be birthed in a process where all of us has gone through? Probably because God wants to speak to us and tells us that what we're going through, He has gone it all through. And He can relate with us. That's probably the reason why we're singing Emmanuel. God is with us. He's not just with us, but He walked this earth with us and for us. Then I was just imagining the story of the nativity picture. It looks like cute, but it's not the ideal one. And probably, I was just thinking maybe that's the same story as some of us here in our 5 p.m. service. The reason why you're having a hard time celebrating Christmas, the reason why you cannot answer the question, do you feel the Christmas atmosphere, is simply because you are not where you are supposed to be. You don't have what you want to have. It's not the ideal atmosphere of celebrating Christmas. The same way was Jesus, and not an ideal place to be at. But you know what? When we talk about Christmas, when we talk about this season, Christmas is never about you. It's not about you. But it's about our moments with God. It's about our encounter with God. You know, Christmas doesn't revolve around us, our preparation. Just because you did not have what you ought to get today, probably you're still praying that one of your family members will get out of the hospital in time for Christmas and it's not yet happening. Or probably you've been praying that your dad would come back and instead of coming back, he chose to be with someone else and left you. Probably you've been doing your best in your studies and it seems like it's not happening. You don't deserve what you have right now. The truth is, you can still celebrate Christmas when you remove yourself from that season, because it's not about you. Imagine this with me. It's your birthday, and the people are celebrating someone else's victory. That's sad. The reason why we have Christmas is because Christ was born for us. And if we remove ourselves from that mindset, then we get to totally embrace what Christmas is. When the message was given to the shepherd, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude. When you talk about multitude, it talks about thousands times ten thousands of angels coming together and heavenly hosts praising God and saying, let me just give you a picture. The heaven was excited about this moment. The birth of Christ, they've been all longing for this because they know what's going to happen in the future. They know that what the salvation, payment for the sins that man has. And Jesus was born. And that feeling ba na, when Jesus was moving, eto na, salvation. And God says, no, not yet, not yet, not yet. And then gamay hilak ni Jesus, ayan, salvation na. No, not yet, not yet. The angels was excited about this. 1 Peter 1:12 says here, even angels long to look into these things. They were looking for and they were excited about this. If I would ask you, are you excited about Christmas? Or are you excited about the things you're about to get this Christmas? I hope and pray that you're excited to celebrate Christmas, reminding yourself of who God is in your life. Those moments you had with God in 2017. Those intimate times when God spoke to you how much He loves you. Those moments when you were on your own being so insecure and God securing you that you are His beloved. Luke 2:13 goes on to say, and suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased. Glory to God. The angels were declaring glory to God. Where was Jesus born? In a manger. Was it ideal? No. It was messy. It was smelly. It was unhygienic. But yet the angels declared glory to God in the highest. What can we learn from this? Christmas is not about your current situation, but about remembering God's glory. Just because your family member is still in the hospital, just because when you look at your bank account, it's still zero. Just because you look at 2018 and you know you have a lot of debt to pay, that doesn't mean that you cannot celebrate Christmas. That doesn't mean that God's control and sovereignty over our lives is diminishing. When the angels declared glory, they were declaring glory to God, not in the position of the highest form where Jesus was, but they were declaring glory to God in the lowest of low, in the position of Christ, which is in the manger, giving us a picture that is never about our situation. But Christmas is all about us giving glory back to God for what He has done for us. And goes on to say in Luke 2:14, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among those with whom He is pleased. Christmas is about God's presence bringing peace in your life. As what Luke said, peace among those whom He is pleased. Haven't you felt that every time, you know, Christmas season is coming, that it's easy to forgive? People come to you with letter, sorry na, Pasko na, usap tayo, coffee tayo, bati na tayo, tapos sorry na, hindi, okay lang yun, lupa lang naman yun eh. Mga 20 hectares, okay lang yun. And then January comes, asan na yung lupa ko? Sorry na, sorry, hindi ko nabayaran yung 20,000. Hindi, okay lang, 20,000 lang yun. Come January, bro, asan na yung 20,000? 2 years na yun ah. Come to think of this, Christmas gives us that spirit to easily forgive people. Why? Because that's what Jesus did for us. He forgave us. His existence on earth gives us this peace. That's why Christmas is about God's presence bringing peace in your life. And this is not the peace that just come and go in our life. No, this is not the peace that is absence of war, absence of trouble, absence of struggles and pain. But this is the peace that will stay with you even if you are in that painful situation at the moment. Truth is, we can have peace with men. We can forgive people. We can be easy with people when we actually have the peace of God. And that is the message of Christmas. Our peace became man so that in Him we may have the fullness of the message of peace. And you know what? There's nothing more beautiful than experiencing the peace of God. And I can honestly say that, you know, I've seen that in the lives of people around me. Sometimes they don't have to preach peace. You get to see that in their life. You know, I've known a leader, her mom died, and when she came back, she just had that amazing peace in her knowing that God took care of her mom. She had question, yes. She had doubt, yes. But she had peace in God. And because of her peace comes natural joy, and because of that joy, it causes most of her classmates to get to know Christ. And I hope and pray we will be that people. That we will not run after the temporary things of this world, the pleasures of this world, those little things that when you talk about pleasures of this world, you are just like running after a moving target. You have those lines, if only I can get that iPhone X, I'll be happier. Then the moment you get it, iPhone Y comes in. And you start running after it and Z comes in. If only I can have him or her, I'll be happier. And then you realize, hindi kayo bagay. Kasi you complete the line. And you jump to another relationship kasi you feel like this is what makes you happy. This is what can satisfy you. But let me tell you this, what can only satisfy our heart is the peace that God has through him. In other words, only Jesus can satisfy us. Nothing in this world. And you can read that in the story of Solomon where he accumulated everything he wants in his life and ended up saying that everything is nothing unless you have whom he is. Luke 2:14, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. I love this. You know what? This ministered to me while I was reading. With whom he is pleased. Giving us a picture that Christmas is about us receiving God's favor. It's about us in a position, Lord, just like the shepherds, they don't deserve anything, but they were the recipient of the message of peace through Christ Jesus. And when you talk about favor, favor is dependent on the giver, never on the receiver. When you give favor to people, di ba sometimes, I'll choose to give favor on this one, I choose not to give. But on the recipient's position, I mean, he doesn't choose, I will receive it or what. In the same way, when God gave us favor, it is not because you're good. It's not because you've been attending church from January 1 up until today that God gave you favor. It's not because that you're tithing Sunday after Sunday. It's not because you're serving. It's not because you're leading a victory group. But it's all because of the goodness of God that He has given us favor. And going back to what I said about the shepherds, that we are like the shepherds who are in dire need of acceptance, of love, significance. This is what we need. Favor of God. And if you are here right now and you felt like too good to be true. Last week, you know, Zachariah heard the message, said it was too good to be true. And if you are here and you're saying, you don't know me, John. You know, I've messed up 2017. This is like Sunday I've attended for how many Sunday that I've missed out. And I'm not highlighting you should attend Sunday and all that. But what my point is that maybe you're sitting right now and you feel like this message doesn't speak to you because you don't deserve God's love and forgiveness. God looks at you. He says that you are the apple of my eye. He looks at you with great delight. And I hope this is what bursts in our hearts as we celebrate Christmas. It is in the presence of God that makes a true Christmas experience. It's not about an amazing program. It's not about the gifts. It's not about the reconciliation. It's not the reunion. But it's about us remembering who Christ is in our lives. And talking about Christmas, allow me to share this story. I just discovered this one. This came out in December 5 or 7 this year. It says, your families wake up to find that someone paid for their family's Christmas toys. There were 6 families in Walmart in that area. And what Walmart had, they had that layaway program. And one story in particular was there was a mother who had 3 kids. And she is a mother on her own. She took care of her kids on her own. The father left them and she's left with the 3 kids to take care. If you're a mother here, if you're a parent here, you always want what's best for your kids on Christmas. You are excited at that moment when Christmas broke out and your kids starts opening gifts. You're excited about their face when they say, oh, and then they run after you. They hug you. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Mom. You're excited for that moment. And that's what the mother felt this Christmas. She was preparing for something for her 3 kids. But unfortunately, her job couldn't pay what she envisioned for her kids. So she applied for that layaway. And to cut the story short, it was a total amount of $6,000. That's really big for 3 kids. And she was thinking, how can I pay this? My job is just like this. But still, she went on and on. And then one day, she woke up with this news together with 6 other families, saying that the payment in Walmart has already been paid for completely. All she needs to do is go there and pick up what she bought. She felt like, you know, this is so good to be true. She said it in the article. She said that there's just that feeling of there's such weight that was taken off from her. And you know what? And she was saying that, you know, Christmas is going to be great and all that. In the same way with all of us, Christmas is about Christ coming in to be man for us, to be the payment which we cannot pay. And I'd like to go back to this verse as I end. Luke 2:11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Allow me to paint it further. For unto you. It's not for the angels. It's not for the heavenly being. It's not just for the shepherd, but for you and me. Christmas, yes, it is the birth of Christ, but Christmas was for you and me. It says here, just like the shepherd that doesn't deserve what they encountered, we don't deserve anything we had this 2017. Friends we accumulated, the wealth we had, grades we earned, whatever we may have right now, we don't deserve it. But God is saying, for you. Why? Because you are favored. We are favored, not because of what we're doing or what we can do for God, but it is all because of the goodness of God. And He is saying, for you, unto you, this day, not next year, not next week, today, talking about the salvation of mankind today, for us. Even if you're sitting right now and you're saying, I don't deserve what Jesus done for me. Well, I'm sorry. Because none of us deserve it, but because of His favor and His goodness, He says, for you today, salvation has come. In the city of David, what do we get from here? That the Creator walked on earth in His creation to be just like you and me. Going on to say, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. You know what? Aside from getting the best gifts, you know, getting paid from our debt for 2018, being reconciled with our family member, getting healed from sickness and all that. I'm not saying that's bad to experience this Christmas, but I hope and pray that the reason why we get to enjoy Christmas, despite and in spite of the situation that you may be in right now, I don't know where you are in your status right now. Maybe you're at your highest, maybe at your lowest. I don't know. But one thing I'm so sure, that Jesus already paid the price which we can never on our own pay the debt that we have. And that is the sacrifice for our sin. And I hope and pray that this Christmas we get to understand that we're celebrating it because of the goodness of God. We have Christmas. And aren't you glad Christmas follows New Year? Giving us a picture that when we get to understand the magnitude and the depth of the message of Christmas, we get to look forward of what God has in store for us for 2018.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.